This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
At Carvana, we're in the business of driving you happy. And with the widest selection of used cars under $20,000, you're bound to find a car that'll put a smile on your face. Carvana gives you control by letting you customize your down and monthly payments. You can browse tens of thousands of cars online to find one within your budget, and you won't get surprised with any bogus fees. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to shop for a vehicle. Carvana, we'll drive you happy. Availability may vary by market.
Welcome to the 50th Tom and Frenchie episode podcast.
50, half a hundred, wow. 1/4 of 250,
wow, keep
1/10 of something else.
Nice.
Not even 1/4 of 250, I fucked it straight up.
Oh no, I was going with it. I was just loved your energy.
50, we did it. We did it. If we were your dad and it was his birthday, you'd be getting us a beer cooler, an Esky, or...
some kind of, yeah.
A Hawaiian shirt.
Absolutely.
We don't want Hawaiian shirts off you. We just want your undivided attention and possibly some nudes later.
From the boys.
Of course, from the boys.
Yeah, from the boys. And we have just moved in to our own office. This is exciting stuff.
This is a journey, and this is the peak of the journey.
Don't stop believing.
Hold on to that penis.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that version.
This is the best office we could afford. And
it's pretty good.
I don't think even if we had $1 million, we could have a better office than this.
This is sick.
Tom has decorated with his... I'm going to give Tom a compliment here. They're very cool pictures.
So Frenchie's like, wow, who was in this office before? I was like, are you serious? I told you I set up the office. There wasn't a Tom and Frenchie sign on the wall. You know, that wasn't the people there before Frenchie.
Yeah, but the rest of the artwork could be like, okay, it was a director in here. They've got a Breaking Bad poster. They've got a Robin Williams with a red beard.
It's very on brand.
I think that
for random people who are in this random office.
It is on brand.
But no, I decorated the office. If you want to check out the office, you can see it on Patreon. We're going to do a live
tour.
Don't
plug Patreon already. It's number 50. We plug it halfway through.
We got
through.
Here because of our fans.
That's
so
true.
I'm just giving them a little love.
We have the biggest episode ever coming for you because it's number 50. We have everything jam-packed into 87 minutes of pure fire.
That's
no
very
more,
specific.
No less.
Wow.
Might be
I didn't
hour.
Know about
I don't
this.
Know how long we're doing. I've got a hair on my microphone. I'm a professional. I'll push through it.
Mate, it's that disgusting moustache you've grown.
Oh, it's touching the mic.
Oh, yuck. I want to make sure I never get that microphone.
I'm hyping this fucking show, Tom. Don't start on my moustache hate. What we have coming up.
What do we have,
Frenchie? I found another chapter of my granddad's porno. He wrote it. It's real. It happened. I'll be reading that later. Tom is going to dock with me.
I'm going to be like a ship in the sea coming into port all over Frenchie's arsehole.
That will be the one podcast we do where people don't want to watch it on YouTube.
Imagine that. That'd be a surprise if you were just watching another podcast episode. Suddenly.
Would we sing while we do it or just dead silence?
Absolutely.
Or just like full, like concentrate. Just.
I'd check your passport before.
If you don't know what docking is, it's when you pull a foreskin over the penis or something and try to suction cup it on.
That's
I don't
so
know. I've
disgusting.
Only ever watched Tom and a Child. No.
Oh, my God.
I can't start that. We also got a lot of the highlights over our best 49 episodes.
Talk about
we've got
our
a lot
favorite
of
moments.
Favorite moments. We've got new stuff. We've got stories. We've got a lot of Patreon questions, and my brother may make an appearance if he calls me, which he generally does on the drive home. So it's not planned.
Odds are he will call.
And I want to start the podcast with my favorite song, not just from the podcast, ever.
Yeah, boy.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots?
Ooh.
Girl, would you like to come Ooh. Back with Rob Ooh. To America?
Do, 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 do.
That was R. Kelly's song. He sung in Africa and Ethiopia. If you haven't heard that podcast, it's a real video on YouTube, and I will never get over it.
It's so good.
Never. 50th episode, we have to say hello to 50 international listeners. Count them up, Tom. Let's do it.
Ni hao. That was 50 billion in China.
Okay, done.
Done.
Easy.
That was easier than I thought it was going to be. Do you know what's going on in China?
Bro, I could not know more about what's
really
going on. No, I know everything. What's going on? Just for the viewers, listeners who don't know.
Dude, I don't want to say anything because they've been blacklisting anyone who talks about it.
They don't like Winnie the Pooh, do they?
Oh, yeah. PewDiePie is no longer.
PewDiePie got blacklisted too? No, the actual character, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, but PewDiePie talked about it, got blacklisted. So for you watch out. About that was Frenchie talking about that, by the way, China.
Blacklist me, China? You ain't at my shows. I don't give a fuck, to be honest.
They might be.
They ain't going to do shit. What's that? What happened blacklist me in China.
Bro, I was looking for that Frenchie China tour of 2020.
Bro, that would be sick. Shooing on the Great Wall. That would be wild.
That is good content.
I can't do that anymore. That was too hard. We have microphone stands, and I gave it a good 10 minutes, and it tickled my moustache too much. I'm going to trim it.
I think you should.
What else is happening in China? We want to keep you educated.
Someone in the NBA talked about China, and then like the NBA got completely... They stopped showing it on Chinese TV. Like, it's like if you mess with their politics, they'll just mess
with
your business.
What did they say about China, about how they eat dogs?
No, that's Korea.
No, it's China too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Must be a delicacy up there. Must be some good dogs. One of my mates had a dog at cricket, and it was the dog that Ewoks were based on from Star Wars.
Really?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
The character Ewoks were based on a dog.
What Wild. Type of dog was it?
I've got no idea.
Well, then that's... I can't. Well,
people aren't going to be like, oh, fuck, I need to know what sort of dog.
Yeah,
it is.
So they can get heaps of them and pretend they're on.
Mate. I know our listeners are smart enough that they can use Google. Are you saying they our can't. Listeners are idiots? Is that they what you're saying? Tom's saying you're idiots, guys.
They only have Pornhub. They'll type Ewok in and they'll go down a rabbit hole.
That'll be a great porno bar. Fuck, yeah.
Star
Ewoks
Wars.
And Princess Leia and Jabba the Hutt. And then just more Ewoks. Princess Leia just watches. I don't,
if
want
you
her
were,
in, I don't want her involved.
If you were to get boned by a Star Wars character.
Ewoks. Oh no. They're too much like children. That'd be your thing. I'm getting boned or I get to bone them?
Either or.
Great question. That is a really great question. So we went from politics in China straight to Star Wars characters boning us.
Correct.
Obviously, I think Jar Jar Binks would be first cab off the rank for boning.
But wouldn't that be a bit egotistical? Because it'd be like having sex with yourself.
Well.
You'd be like Frenchie, you'd be like Jar Jar.
It's a small penis. We should dock. I can't, that was not a good one.
That wasn't bad. We should dock. I didn't mind it. Oh shit.
I was just thinking what noises he would make. Well, imagine his sex chat. His normal chat's that bad. Imagine him trying to talk dirty in the bedroom. You know what I mean?
Oh,
spit on me more, master.
I had a weird experience this morning.
Oh, I'm glad. Any story that's related to having sex with Jar Jar Binks.
It was more about weird talking. There was a guy in the cubicle next to me doing a shit. It's always cubicle.
You have so much stories.
It's
because
I work
cubicles.
In an office and it's fucked. There's like four cubicles and a guy was making like big panting noises, which happens and it's disgusting. And then he said, oh yeah. Literally, you know, I wanted to be like, who the fuck was that? Like, he literally said out loud, like, oh yeah, like it felt real good, his shit. Whoa. And I was like, you can tell there's other people in here, dude.
Was he listening to an Usher song?
I hope so.
Oh,
either
yeah,
that
yeah.
Or he likes the feeling of shit leaving his ass that much.
It is good.
He has to vocalize.
No, not
it.
To be dirty, but it does feel good. Would you rather shit leaving your ass or entering?
Entering. Just for the experience. A little, what's it called? A mahogany.
Oh, if we get to 100 podcasts, should we do that on the 100th episode?
What? How would we do that?
Put a shit up your ass.
No, what we'll do, we'll scissor our assholes together and what? One of us shits into the other one's ass.
Again?
Do you reckon anyone's done that? I reckon they have.
Everything has been done. Everything.
I'm pretty creative. I reckon I could find something.
But I don't know why you'd do it scissoring. Wouldn't you just like go butt to butt? Why is there scissoring involved?
I just want
to
interlock.
That's cute.
I just want to be held.
That's lovely. But you said you never get lonely, so the holding is like, is it a sexual thing?
Yeah.
Ew, that's gross. It's too much contact. I try to have sex with as little contact as possible.
I believe that. I actually believe that.
Obviously, like, I'll kiss my own muscles in
like
the mirror.
Like, you do heaps dirty stuff, but if she kisses you, you'd vomit.
Oh, yuck. Yeah, during sex? Yeah. Oh, no.
I believe it.
Oh, yuck.
So, what are your favorite moments?
Have you ever had a make-out sesh?
A what?
No, like, you know how...
A make-out?
Make-out sesh. When was the last make-out sesh you had? Remember how that used to be all the fucking rage?
I do kiss during sex.
I'm not a monster. Not during sex. Not before sex. Just a make out session. You know you can't even have sex. You're like on a park bench or some shit. You're like in an ice creamery. I don't know where you would be doing that. On a bus.
When you're in a relationship, you don't do that shit.
Bro, I don't know. When you turn 18, you don't do that shit.
Nah, you do if it's like a new chick.
Yeah.
And you're in public or in a nightclub.
You've got to figure out your moves, which one she likes.
And it's like too bright that you can't.
Yeah, if she likes the dart or maybe like the around. The merry-go-round, it's called. You know, when you just keep going around.
I'm going to have to throw out your microphone after this.
You go around like a whirlpool. Then you're anti-clockwise. She's like, oh, I like that. He's going anti-clockwise with that tongue. He's a bad boy.
I'm going to
imagine that on my belly button. What are we talking about?
I don't even know. I'm scarred from that. I was
Okay. Sorry for interrupting you, but I'm getting ideas. It's our 50th episode. They want random rabbit holes. We all know that. What if there's a chick, perfect, okay, you're like, this is the one. Her fetish is getting her belly button licked out.
Oof. It's not the worst.
It's not, no. Why are you even thinking about that? Fuck yeah.
I remember you told me that you've sucked on toes before. You told me that. It wasn't asked, but you told me.
Yes, I did. I've sucked on toes before.
Yeah, so I think a belly button's better than toes.
So you'll do it?
Yeah.
She's like, never kiss my vagina, never go there, just belly button.
Sure. Could be weirder. Could be worse.
No, that's what's so plain. You're like, what? Okay, if that's your thing.
I'm trying to think of something that I wouldn't do. There's a lot of things.
Oh,
actually.
You'd shove shit into your own arseholes. It wouldn't be much.
Yeah, you're right. Frozen.
Sorry, where were you going before I rudely interrupted you?
I was going to ask you, in our 50 episodes, what have been your favorite moments?
Oh, great question, Tom.
Thank you.
Great question. Easily, the R. Kelly song, I still think about that song every day.
It's a work of art. He is an amazing man. A concert in
Ethiopia and spent 10 minutes of that concert luring girls back to America.
I feel like that's going to be you in 10 years at stand-up. Well, like, you're not even saying jokes. You're just looking for trolling RSLs for pussy.
When I saw Chris Rock, that's literally what he did the last time. I saw his show. He performed last year in June in Sydney. And most of his jokes were fine. But there was a moment, where he just talked about how he's on Tinder. Very few jokes, and he's like, yeah, it's really me. I only go for the age range 20 to 30, so if you're in that age range, hit me up. I was like, what the fuck? Is he just... You're Chris Rock, mate. You don't need to be that desperate.
I feel like it's when celebrities do ads in other countries. They just think no one's going to see it.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about
exactly.
Australians.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Chris Rock was like, I don't care about this show. I've made my money. I want to get some Aussie pussy.
That's what I love, because he was newly divorced. So newly divorced people all act the same no matter how famous they are. He just fucking trawling for puss. favorite moments, Tom, easily was that. And going to Hillsong.
Yeah, that was
for
fun.
The music.
You tried to send me tracks after we went there.
I did send you tracks. I hope you listened to them.
I definitely did.
They fucking pump, bro. Jesus writes bangers.
You drank the Kool-Aid while we're there.
Jesus writes bangers. They've got the power of Jeebus, mate. You think they can't write a fucking hook? Hit, son.
He's got the passion of the Christ in him.
The passion of the Christ compels me. I wrote one other favorite moment, I think, because you said you were going to ask that. I'll see if I can find it. No, it's just R. Kelly. Three times I wrote that.
Yeah, you did. You really did.
Well, I wrote R. Kelly and then I wrote, do you have your password? I'm like, that's the same note.
Just in case you didn't know what you were talking about.
I wrote... My third favorite moment is all the positive comments we get from our listeners.
You did a little post on our Instagram story. No, on our Instagram feed about how there were a lot of fans at your shows. Which
well, I just
cool.
had three shows and then my shows are getting too fucking rowdy. I'm going to have to stop dropping videos versus the crowd. I'm telling you, it's fucking crazy.
Oh,
now.
Is everyone trying
but
to
But all
get
the
up?
Good people were from the podcast. Like, they understand how a comedy show works. You actually listen to jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just you yell the first thing that's in your simple brain. Oh. Bro, can I tell you, do I have time to tell you about my shows?
Yeah, dog.
Okay, listen up, people. I had some fucking wild ones. Thursday night, Gosford. My cousin lives in Gosford, so I like going there.
So you were already horny.
I was already horny. That's my cousin Nick. He's half the reason I wanted to do this podcast because he's like a tradie and he listens to him. I'm like, I didn't know cool people listen to podcasts.
Right. I'd been telling you about them for years.
You had, and I did not listen to you. That's what I said, cool people, didn't I? Like my cousin, not you. Not
interesting.
You. Not you.
Me?
Well, I guess I didn't know my crowd would listen to them. And anyway, so I'm hanging with him during the day, do my show. I had to kick a woman out. A woman out. She was a white girl wasted. She had that glass of white wine and a bottle. She just kept refilling the glass. You know when they think whatever they have to say is the most important thing in the room?
Oh, it's the worst.
It is the fucking worst. It's a room of 300 people or whatever, and she's more just chatting to her fucking friends.
They just
friends.
Like respond to stuff as well, like, oh I did that.
Yes.
And it's like, shut up.
Yes.
And everyone next to him's like, this bitch, I swear to God.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly what was happening. And it was like, it was all those sort of, it was just annoying people around her and me because she was in the second row. So a lot of the people at the back I heard didn't know what was going on.
Right.
So I just give my classic, like, shut the fuck up or I'm going to kick you out. I just cut it sometimes. I get too angry. Right. It's disrespectful. Anyway, she's like, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. Keeps talking.
Oh,
her
good.
Friend start. Her friend, this guy, starts filming. And I'm like, get them both out. Fucking see you later. She's like, what for? I'm like, because you're white. I'm racist. Don't give a fuck. Get out. Like, doesn't matter. You look like an Ewok. Doesn't matter. So she got kicked out. Okay. This is where it gets good. I think there's nothing better than kicking out an entitled white drunk girl. They don't experience it often at a nightclub.
True.
Do you know what I mean? And she deserved it. She leaves. One of her friends goes with her. The guy was filming. I said, you can stay, actually. He only filmed once.
<He's> Changed
like,
your mind.
He'll go with her. The guy on her other side stayed. I go, oh, do you not know her? He goes... Oh, no, I'm kind of... That's kind of my girlfriend.
That's so funny. Oh, wow. He just
I go, what
let
do you mean,
go.
Kind of my girlfriend? He's like, yeah, it's my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, why didn't you go with her? He's like, well, we've only been dating a few weeks, and I've known you for 5 years, so...
That's so funny.
I'm like, you're a sick cunt. He's a beer.
That is a red flag, bud, if she's doing that.
Bro, early on, too. You got to hold in the crazy for a couple months. Everyone knows that. The girls holding the crazy and the guys wash themselves. They, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
they
the
keep
rules.
Wearing the nice clothes and doing the activities. And then about 4 months in, guys like, I don't do anything, by the way. I don't want to leave the house. And the girl's like, well, I'm crazy. So it works out well.
I'm not washing anymore. This is me now.
So anyway, I get him a beer. I'm like, you're sick, aren't you? He scales the beer. I give him another one. And we just have a great, he's just my new best mate now. And
What was his name?
Tom Armstrong. I can't remember his name. And then I got a lot of DMs. I got her saying, I can't believe you kicked me out. What the fuck? The other guy kicked out going, oh, thanks for kicking out. She was annoying. Like, I'm like, you didn't have to leave.
So who was the guy who left with her? Just if it wasn't the boyfriend.
Struck me as like a friend zone type friend.
Yeah, I feel like he was like, oh, the boyfriend's not coming. This is my chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be the knight in shining armor.
Possibly. I actually did get that vibe. And then the boyfriend DM'd me going, yo, shit's hit the fan, lol. Thanks for a great show.
Do you reckon break up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's a good looking rooster. He'd have options.
You're like the opposite of Hitch. You break couples up.
The opposite of Hitch.
That's a good movie.
I honestly,
write that down, guy who writes them down.
I would have broken couples up from my show because I always ask, like, I'm just a troll. You know what I mean? Yeah. If they've been dating a while without a wedding ring, I'll be like, TikTok, when's he going to do it?
That's why you don't sit in the front row at comedy shows.
Exactly. Because Frenchie just wants... That's not on me. Yeah. That's on them for sitting there. Have you done any open mic gigs lately?
Yeah, I did one last week ago.
Exactly last week.
Last Monday.
Tell us about it.
Oh, it was pretty bad. Like, it was at University of New South Wales, and it's like a really small room. Like, it was actually a really big room, but really small crowd.
Right, that's the worst. That's the worst.
Like, not a great lighting setup, like scatters of people, but like half of them are the comics about to come up.
Oh.
Then like, yeah, like I practiced out some the Pauline Hanson material I was telling you about.
Yeah.
I was like, I might as well go for it because this crowd is so small it doesn't even matter.
Because I don't care, yeah.
Yeah. And so I just did it, like some of them got big laughs and some of them like a lot of cringe.
Well, I don't want to ruin your bit, but it's a lot just on Pauline Hanson.
It's pussy.
It's
mainly about Pauline Hanson's pussy.
It's 5 minutes on Pauline Hanson's pussy. Just when you think it's
going
to stop.
Yeah, it just keeps
four
going.
4 minutes.
Yeah. So it was pretty fun to do, but yeah, not the crowd. But yeah, I literally just did it and then left. So
one day we will have to have a everyone comes to Tom's open mic night.
That'd be good.
That'd be fun.
There'd be a lot of just... pedo.
That's what's cool is that with this podcast, people get to listen from my perspective, like a touring comedian.
Yep.
And the up and comer, like this is what it takes to be a stand up.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You have to do
a lot
these
of awkward
shit rooms.
Yeah, it's an experience though. And I think it is good. You kind of have to do it.
Okay. Second story from my tour. Stay tuned for this, guys. Port Mac. I'm doing a show. It's in the community theater. The show on the week before me or whatever was Singing in the Rain.
Not bad. That's a hard act to follow. That's a classic. I'm singing in the rain.
Yep. I'm singing in the rain.
What a glorious feeling.
Have you ever sung in the rain?
No, I haven't.
Not a glorious feeling.
No, rain's fucking annoying.
No, it's hard to sing. Your water gets in your mouth. Mm. I don't think that's... I think that guy was a liar. Anyway. Show's great. Great show. Red hot. Towards the end, I get this guy yell out at me. It's like, oh, Frenchie, this chick's asleep. I'm like, oh, good one, mate. Good one.
No.
He goes, nah, for real. And so I go, let's turn on the lights. Let's see if he's telling the truth. Turn on the lights. She's not only asleep. She's asleep on his shoulder.
Oh, wow.
On his shoulder. I'm like, do you know? He's like, no. I'm like, everyone, shh, shh.
That's so funny.
So funny. So she was out to the world. First thought is... everyone, let's all leave the room and then wake her up. So she wakes
so
up to
funny.
An empty room, like we turn the lights off and shit. But that was too many people to coordinate.
That's hard.
That
was a
hard.
big attempt.
Second thought is maybe I'll sit next to her, I'll get someone else on stage, and then we're
that's
like,
funny.
Oi, look how funny is this guy? She wakes up going, oh, fuck, Frenchie looks different.
That's very funny.
As I'm sitting next to her, someone has the idea you should take your shirt off too.
Mm.
So I take my shirt off. I got the abs on. Little bit rapey in retrospect.
Yeah.
But it's not really. You know what I mean? It's just, I thought it'd be funny if she wakes up and there's just abs or whatever. I don't know. You know, it's a bit, if everyone had their shirts or something like that, and like she's like, why is the crowd naked? Funny. Funny. Go to wake her up. I sit next to her. I nudge her. Go to wake her up. She doesn't wake up. I'm the only person next to her. The other guy's moved off. So it's just me and her. I shake her really hard. I go, wake up. Doesn't wake up. Now everyone's got their phones out filming me. In my mind, I'm thinking,
dude,
what if she's dead?
Dude, I'd be worried.
For
and
real?
You're fucking clowning on this bitch.
I've got a cameraman for this, so I've got it filmed.
You're like teabagging her and shit. You're like,
I'm clowning on her. I've got it filmed. I'm like, if she's mixed drugs and alcohol, she might be passed out. You don't know what's going on in her life. I couldn't even see her face. Her hair was over it. And you can see the moment on film where I think, this bitch could be dead.
Oh, no.
You know what I did? I fucking checked her pulse. Swear, I checked her pulse. I go, and I see the cameras in my
face. Where were you putting those two fingers?
neck.
Okay, good, good, good.
Because it was a sweet spot, ooh, like the belly button. No, I checked her pulse, and I saw the cameras filming. I'm like, don't worry, guys. She's got a pulse. Phew, ha, laugh it off. I didn't feel a pulse.
You didn't know where it was.
I can't check her pulse in fucking 3 seconds. No, I don't have that training.
Was she warm at least?
Yeah, she was warm. But like, and I'm still freaking out. And then I'm like, oh fuck, should we call someone? And then I was like, gave her another nudge. And she just woke up from nowhere. Woke up, I'm like, thank fuck. Goes back to sleep on my shoulder.
What was wrong with her? Did she have narcolepsy or some shit?
No, and then eventually I got her to wake up. She woke up, and then she's like, double taked on me, like, Frenchie, hugged me and shit. I'm like, oh, what the fuck, okay. And then I'm like, what's going on? I thought you were dead, bitch. And she goes, no. And she whispered it into my ear. And like, it was going to be like, I was like, oh, fuck, this is bad. But it was just, I have a newborn child and I haven't been out in 7 weeks and I haven't gotten any sleep.
Wow, that's the most wholesome answer. I did not see that coming.
Me neither. And I was like, why are you whispering that? You can tell everyone. Everyone's
worried. I thought she was going to whisper like, I've been doing heroin through my asshole for the last 6 hours. Something like that, no?
Bro, that's what I was thinking. I was like, we're all in this together. We're worried for you. Don't let everyone else know. And I was like, you're not going to fall asleep again on me, are you? And she's like, oh, maybe. I was like, you know what? You're going to come on stage, sit on the stool. Let me finish the show and then we'll do a shooey together. She's like, okay.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and then I continued on with the show, and every couple of minutes I'll just yell at her, wake up!
Dude.
Dude, it sounded like you had a good story.
Yeah, but it's real weird.
But I'll just finish this one off. I reckon I do get it, like how one new mums would fall asleep in that situation. Lights go down like a movie, you're like, fucking boom.
Yeah, fair enough.
If you've had a big weekend.
And if you had like a glass of wine or something, you know?
I fell asleep at that premiere we went to. It was a Matt Damon Bourne film. Maybe you didn't go.
I don't think I went to it.
Oh, sorry. It was my other friend, Tom.
What the hell?
Tell me a weird story.
I was just going to say, I dated a chick with narcolepsy. So that's pretty weird. But she had medication, so she didn't like sleep all the time. But when you find out, you just picture like walking and then falling asleep.
That's what you picture. Yeah. Does it not work like that?
Nah, because she had like pretty much what people on who have ADHD have, like uppers. What's it called?
Pingers.
It's like ecstasy. Amphetamines.
Yes, it's ecstasy.
It's not meth.
It's ecstasy.
It's not ecstasy.
Okay.
Ecstasy. Ecstasy. E-E-E-E ecstasy. All right, so my favorite moments.
Okay, let's go back into that.
Let's get back into it.
Back into
it. But that sounds like crazy shows. Those are good ones, though. At least you get stories out of them.
Yeah. No, it was really cool.
That's cool.
It was good. Oh, and then there was a bit of a downturn. It was these little 16-year-old guys. I thought they were my mates. We got a photo. They seemed to enjoy the show. Tried to steal my stickers. Earlier in the line, they're lining up and they're like, why the fuck are you selling stickers? This isn't Sydney. You got to give us them in Port Mac. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I wasn't there. It was my tool manager, Josh. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? We pay for these stickers and then we made them and then we're selling. How do you not know how the fucking world works? He said, oh, you fucking city boys think you're better than us.
And yes.
They're like 16-year-olds and then everyone left because, of course, they're not going to do it in front of everyone because they would have got fucking bashed. Don't fuck with Frenchie in front of his fans.
Get him, children.
Get him, Tom's children. Get him, fiddlers. And so they just run in near the end, just grab stickers, try to run away. My tool manager, he's only 23, 24, but he's like up for shit. He jumped the table, grabbed one, pinned him against the wall.
Oh, shit.
Because give us the fucking stickers. And this little 16-year-old shat his fucking pants. And he was the alpha of the troop. So all the rest like, oh shit, so sorry guys, blah, blah, blah.
Suck shit. Don't be little fuckheads.
Yeah, man. They deserve that. Really weird, and I was like, what?
I hate kids like that. We just moved into this office, right?
Yep.
And it's in a pretty rough area.
It's in Ronfern. Fucking Redfern. We can say it's in Redfern.
Okay.
It's in a rough area in Redfern.
I was trying to be cool.
Mate, they're not going to find it.
Okay. It's in Redfern, and I came to get the keys on Friday and I'm sitting in my car and I look to my left and there's like some kind of shit going down. There was like two gangs of people facing off and like they were like, fuck you, blah, 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 like full staunching each other. One of them grabs from like a flower shop a huge wooden stake and they're like, he's like threatening to javelin the other dudes and like,
fuck off,
full going skits.
Yo, maybe it was a vampire. That's the only way you can kill a vampire is with a wooden stake.
I think you can kill a human with it as well.
Okay, works on either.
Yeah, if you go through the heart on any creature, you'll probably kill it, Frenchie.
That was an episode of Buffy.
I wish.
And that was Angel.
No, the Buffy characters have those weird faces. Remember
these
that?
These ones didn't.
No, well, they did, but different.
So anyway, he's got a wooden
stake. So he's got a wooden stake, and he's like, they're like kind of going at each other, and then they'll walk away, and then they'll start staunching back, and he throws this stake, and it just hit an old man.
No way. Through the heart, and he turned to dust.
Yeah, he died. He was like, ah. And then Buffy came out, and she was just heaps hot.
Yeah,
but yeah, like full crazy. I was like, fuck,
so did
welcome
spear
to
the old man or just like
nah, just hit him and then
what did he do?
Just got hurt.
Did he fall over?
Nah.
Did he go no.
I couldn't hear. I was in a car.
No, scallywags.
Sure, he said those scallywags and then he turned to dust.
So did you pull over your car and be like
I was already parked. I was just watching. I was safe in my car. But I was like, this is a good area, guys. We're going to get some stories around here.
There's three types of people in this world. There's watchers, there's leavers, and there's interveners.
Mm.
And you're a watcher, we found out from this story.
Yeah.
You like to watch.
You know that.
Did it make you aroused a little bit?
Well, they couldn't see me. I was in my car, so it was safe space, so I was just jerking it.
We were watching someone chase a seagull the other night, remember, from your car?
Fuck, that guy was the worst. Have you seen his comedy? He was a comedian.
I have not, Tom.
I wouldn't line up for it.
Would you fall asleep doing it?
Absolutely.
Happens to the best of us. Okay?
Absolutely.
So don't worry about that.
Judge him for that.
Favorite moments, Tom. What do you got?
Oh, I got to say our live show was a lot of fun. Seeing like people react in person because we're not used to that with this podcast. We just do it in a room.
So I forgot about the live show.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I have a feeling if we book another one of them, it will be massive.
Yeah, I reckon next year, if we keep growing and stuff, we should do like a bit of a tour of it.
Ooh.
I reckon that'd be fun.
Ooh. I like that, Tom.
So stay tuned.
I like that.
But that was one of my favorite moments. What are my others? I wrote them down. My others.
Your soundboard you have on here?
Yes, the soundboard. Your reaction to hearing the soundboard was very funny.
Well, I thought I didn't know it was a soundboard. I thought I called a brothel without remembering.
It's very funny. And Danny telling his Willy Willy story. That was one of my favorites when he just kept and you started
feeling
like...
not a real story.
That's why it was so good.
Willy Willy.
That was so funny. And you were just like so defensive because it sounded like it happened. And I was just going along with it. It was fucking funny.
I'm going
to
do it next time. I'm actually going to do
it.
Oh, please. I'm going to do it to him.
And then no one will believe him. It's like the boy who cried wolf.
I'm going to do it to him. I'm going to Willy Willy the fuck out of him. It's going to be my thing.
That would be very
funny. And only him.
Yeah, yeah.
So not his brother, not anyone else. When it's just him in a room, I'll run in a towel, go, Willy Willy Willy.
And then
Willy Willy. And then just run out. And then Danny will be like, Frenchie, just Willy Willy. I'll come in pants.
I'll be like, we've heard this before. We're not on the podcast now.
Come on, Danny.
That's great. Yeah, those were my three favorite moments.
I think our future favorite moment will be the Christmas party.
Yes.
Now we can plug the Patreon, Tom. You got to hook him in. Hook him in like a fish, mate. Or a woman.
Oh, my God.
A woman.
Like a woman falling asleep and you slip a finger in your crowd in front of all
the people. You're the one who dated the narcoleptic, Tom. I don't want to hear about your stories, you dirty boy. So the Christmas party, we have had a lot of planning for this.
Yeah, that's not true at all. That is not true, Reggie.
I was hyping it.
But don't lie, because then people expect things and then we haven't planned anything, but we plan to do it. A lot of mental planning in terms of that'll happen.
We've got the outfits we're pretty sure we're sorted on.
Do we?
I think we're going to get Tom's children, the listeners, to dress in school uniforms and Tom's going to be a priest. I guess I'll probably be a priest too.
Absolutely. Yep. Couple of priests and a bunch of children.
That's hot. We will invite actual children. There will be an under 18s section.
No, not necessarily.
Okay, there won't be.
I think it depends if they're our Patreon supporters.
Oh, yes.
So we'll put the feelers out.
What is Patreon, Tom?
Excuse me, weird German boy I keep in a locker in here. Patreon is where you can donate and support the show. It is patreon.com/TomandFrenchie. You can give us $1 a month. You can give us... We're basically African children.
That sounds so cool. I would much rather sponsor you over African children.
That's right. What have African children done for you lately?
Not made me laugh. They make me sad.
Very sad. Yeah, that's right. So thanks for everyone who supported us on Patreon. That's why we could get this office. Otherwise, we couldn't afford to. And this will make it more consistent. We'll be able to do more episodes. We'll be able to have more guests because we don't have to invite them to Frenchie's AIDS-ridden bedroom.
I never had a problem with that. Yeah, Tom thinks it's weird inviting strangers into a bedroom.
It's not just any bedroom. It's your bedroom. There's like dildos, like blow up dolls with cum all over them, hamburger costumes.
Yep.
It feels like we're going to murder them.
It feels like we're going to have a great time. That's a party. They're like, I'm at the right podcast here. It's a party. You know what I mean? This is the party podcast.
Because
you get that one, so you get 9 out of, I'd say 49 out of 50 who are like, what the fuck are these dildos? And then you get one who's just like, pulls one out of his arsehole going, fuck yeah, we're going to be best friends.
See, that's not the guy I want to hang out with. That is not the guy I want to hang out with, Frenchie. I already hang out with one of those guys.
Ah, bro. That's
what do we got?
I guess you can only have one dildo in each, one dildo lover. Not lover, haver.
Dildo lover. You're a dildo lover.
Haver. Have
all right.
Let's get on with the show. That was the intro, guys.
So Frenchie and I just released a video on the Roundabout Crew where we talk about the shittest show on Australian TV.
What is it, Tom?
Augustus, thanks for chiming in. You're really good at that.
Tell me about this show.
It's called The Masked Singer, Augustus.
Oh, we don't have that in Germany.
Das ist gut that you don't have it in Germany because das ist scheiße. I speak German.
Okay, it's on in how many countries now?
So America. It originated in Korea,
yep.
And then they made it in America.
What else originated in Korea, real quick?
Kim Jong-un.
Yep, perfect, nailed that.
Thank you.
Yep. Then they made it in America.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere else?
I don't know.
So we were third to get it, possibly?
I don't know, man.
Bronze medal, baby. Then we started making it because Australian TV said... We're at 10s right now. Every show we produce is a 10. Let's see if we can make an 11.
Oh, man. And it is fucking dreadful.
They made 11 out of 10. It is amazing.
Amazingly shit.
It's like trying to put a whole shit back in your asshole.
No, that's fun. That's a sport. That's really good.
What happens in this show, Tom? I am an international listener and I don't know what it is. Can you describe it for me? I am also blind and I don't know what masa or singing is.
So basically, don't worry about the mask because they don't wear masks. They wear whole costumes. Inside said costume is a celebrity. Celebrity in Australian terms.
Oh, so like Hugh Jackman, maybe?
Absolutely not. More
Ned
like
Kelly?
More like Huey's Cooking Adventures. Except even he would be too big
more
of a star.
More like the editor from Huey's Cooking Adventures.
Yeah, that's right. Huey's Cooking Adventures. What a guy. That guy adds butter to fucking everything, doesn't he?
Holy
a
fuck.
A bit of butter.
At least you know he's cooking good food because he's eating all of it.
Absolutely. You don't
his
want
family's not
chef.
Getting fed.
Bloody oath. Or he ate them as well.
Yeah.
Fucking rubbed them in butter and shelved them.
So The Masked Singer, just real quick explanation if you haven't seen, if you don't watch free-to-air TV anymore, which I generally don't. I don't know how I saw this.
I saw it on
so it, as Tom was saying, they're not even in masks. They're in full costumes. Like one will dress as like a fucking wolf. Which makes no sense. That we don't... Oh.
Wolf versus unicorn, prawn versus fucking alien.
And they have a battle in their fucking weird sort of Pokemon costumes.
They sing songs from 40 years ago that are
pre-recorded.
Oh, it is the pits.
It's amazingly bad. It's like someone's having a joke. This is like a prank.
Oh,
this is like a full troll.
Yeah, and the it's worst like, thing is that it came, like it's rating number one.
No, it's not.
I don't know if it's number one, but it's
over
top.
The Tom and Frenchie podcast?
Oh, it's smashing us.
Oof. They must not have heard my German accent.
Oh, definitely not. But anyway, it's already got renewed for a second season. It's just a piece of shit.
It's just every part about it is amazing. Like, if you plan to do a worse show, you couldn't.
Oh, I don't think I could.
So, they got four judges. Tom's ex-lover is one of the judges.
Mm. This is funny.
Kylie O, who's on the radio
show.
Name. Is that not a name? What's her name? Jackie O.
Kylie O. Oh, I just hit my tooth on the microphone. I was laughing too hard.
Jackie O. It's Unusual's a fucking Kylie generic O. female name and O on the end.
Yeah, so Jackie O. I used to work with Kyle and Jackie
She's
O.
She's on a big time radio presenter. If you're in England, should be the equivalent of your I'd say Maureen Harris.
I don't even know who that is.
It's Rolf's wife. She was on BBC One Radio. Really? No, I'm making it up.
Wow. I was like, wow.
Could have got away with it.
Anyway, yeah, I worked with Jackie and Kyle. So I actually know her. And we did a gag in the video where we take the piss out of the show really hard. And then I shared it on Facebook and we're Facebook friends. And so she wrote a comment saying, harsh, Tom.
But you haven't talked about what you put in the video yet.
Yeah, so when I was a video producer there, we did a prank kind of thing where there's a scene where I kiss Jackie.
So Jackie tries to come in and kiss Tom on the cheek. Tom turns his head, sticks his tongue down her throat and says, you like that, don't you, baby?
Pretty much.
It's something like that, but you didn't, it's along those you didn't lines. Get tongue in. You just kissed on the lips.
But we talked about that, and it's lucky that I cut a lot of the stuff we said out.
Did you make it go, oh?
Oh, no. I sure did.
So we may have ripped on Jackie O a little bit and talked about Tom's ex-lover, and then she ended up watching it. That's
so awkward. It's good that I cut out heaps of the bad
stuff. Are you in her DMs?
Nah.
Why not?
What do you mean?
Why aren't you in her DMs?
On Facebook.
Yeah, hook up with her.
Why? I've got a girlfriend.
For the podcast.
I've got a girlfriend.
Our listeners would like to hear that story.
Oh, because she's just craving for a bit of Tom.
Yes. Craving for a bit of Tom.
All right, let's hear
it. She wants to break you off like a Kit Kat.
I wish.
Yeah, she does. Tom and Jerry.
What?
I don't know.
Are you just saying things?
I was singing them words with Tom in them. Tommy gun. She wants to hold you like a Tommy gun.
Tomahawk.
Or she'll hawk your Toma. I don't know. I'm better when I prep. I prep my Tinder lines. This is not a...
No, you're doing great, mate.
It's been a long weekend, mate. But anyway, so Tom made out with Jackie O on The Masked Singer. She's one of the judges. The other one is Danny Minogue.
Who is hot as hell.
Who is Kylie Minogue's daughter, apparently. Because she's fucking like...
She's almost...
She looks 21 and...
How old did I say? 48.
She's a goddess.
And she's looking great.
She is a goddess. I don't know. Every single anti-aging cream should pay her. Mm. Just pay her out the nose. She's... Whoa. Did you, after we watched it, did you go on Pornhub and look up Danny Minogue?
Does she have one?
No, she doesn't.
Oh.
But I checked for you.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I'm hoping. So this is what happened. Jackie's seen the video. Yep. Hopefully she passes on to Danny.
Yes. And then she's like, I like the cut of those boys' jibs.
Mm.
Jibes. That's a word. Dave Hughes was the other guest who is the most oversaturated man on Australian television.
What else is he in?
And then Osher Gunsberg was the host.
And Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, fuck. We forgot about Lindsay. Lindsay Lohan hosts The Masked... No, is a judge.
She's not
Lindsay Lohan is a judge on The Masked Singer about Australian celebrities. Guess how many of them she knows? Fucking none.
Oh, of course.
She doesn't have a chance.
She's like, is that Bindi Irwin? Is that Hugh Jackman? Is that Chris Hemsworth? And we're like, no, of course not.
Yeah,
are you stupid? How would we get them?
Her brain is an opium den. She's on everything to get through that show. Fuck my life. She's getting freaky on Friday.
Oh, nice.
That's so hard because we've already done all these jokes.
I don't think we ever said freaky on Friday because that's not good.
Nailed that. I'm putting my glasses of shame on. The last thing that we talked about the show was you had a very good idea of how to improve it. The Masked Singer.
I don't think it was my idea. I think you said it.
Oh, depends if it gets backlash. If it gets backlash, your idea.
I cut out one bit you said just for your sake.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. But we came up with a show where it's called The Masked Shooter. Basically, celebrities wear a mask and they shoot up a public location.
You could have guessed what celebrity did.
Oh, who did the massacre this week? Oh, it was Rove McManus.
And it's still better than The Masked Singer. It'll still be a better show.
That's not bad. I'd watch it.
Oh, I found that so funny.
Very funny.
But... You guys maybe notice I'm looking swole as fuck. If those watching on YouTube, those listening, you're probably listening to... You go, Frenchie sounds confident. He sounds hot. He sounds fit. I went to F45 today. I become a CrossFit fucking loser.
You know that's not CrossFit, is it?
Is it not?
It's F45. It's different.
Is it the same thing?
CrossFit's its own
thing. It's the same thing, bro. You just do get fit and do crosses. I don't know what CrossFit is then. What is CrossFit?
CrossFit's similar, but it's like a different thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same, but...
Yeah. People know what F45 is, though.
So anyway, I did... Tom's done it before.
Yeah.
Which we're all surprised about, that you do exercise. Just because you hate sport.
Yeah, I just don't do sport.
Yeah.
Don't watch it.
A lot of people don't, though.
Yeah. I like playing sport. I just don't watch it.
That's what I found out about when you did the video. You did the guy friend who doesn't watch sport. Me, Elliot, Kenny were all like, that's not a good video. Person doesn't exist. And then everyone, like, not everyone, but so many people can relate to
it. It's relatable.
Very. I never knew that.
But yeah, how'd you find F45?
So if you haven't done...
Because it's really intense. F45. It's circuit work.
It's circuit work.
Where they've got all these stations around and they've got different like themes of... So each day is a different theme. So what was your day?
It was... Cardio, I guess. Something
what
like
was the
that.
Name? You know how they've got weird names?
No, I don't know.
But it was a cardio one.
So it was like, yeah, six stations, and then you do each exercise for like 20 seconds, then you have a rest, then you do 22 seconds, you do it five times, then you move around.
Yep. It's fucked, eh?
But then, here's what I didn't know. So you do that, you do each station like fucking five times, and it's like all exercise I'll never do, like... Burpees
are the worst.
Oh, aren't they?
Dude, it's like I can't do burpees. Like, I struggle so hard.
Didn't burp once during it. Needs a new fucking name. No. Why is it called that? Tell me why.
I don't know.
Tell me why. Shit name. Shit exercise. I'm really angry about that. I was doing them thinking this is a shit name and a shit exercise. Fuck you for making me do this. So it's all exercise I don't do because I only ever do like soccer and running because you can tell by my sexy long legs. Fucking, you got to do each exercise five times. It's killing me, but I'm like, fucking push through on the last exercise. I fucking nailed it. Boom. I'm dead. I scull a whole bottle of water. The instructor goes, oh, we're going to do the circuit again.
You do it three times, don't you?
We did it twice.
Next time, be careful. You got to be careful.
I didn't know you did it twice.
Sometimes it's three times.
I didn't know you did it twice. So I sculled like my end game water. I almost spewed
the first
time.
I had
a fish tank in my fucking stomach.
I think it's normal to
I was Aquaman.
Spew. It's like your body gets shocked. Like, because it is really intense.
Bro, I was literally like, is this how they train for the war? Yeah. I feel like I could invade Iraq.
Yeah.
But
fuck, people get good results, bro.
Oh, bro.
And some people are so fucking fit. Have you seen some of the chicks? They're like insane.
I couldn't even look at chicks. I was just sweating out my eyeballs. Yeah.
It's next level.
I looked like I was in a monsoon. I was fucking dead. I was just saying fuck, shit.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes workout.
No.
But like, fuck, it's enough. You wouldn't want to do anymore.
And I'm doing this. You don't understand. I'm doing this for the podcast listeners. Everything I do in my life is for the fans.
I think you're doing it because you're vain about your body.
No,
we've gone through that.
Sexy for the listeners.
For the listeners of audio.
They know I'm more confident. I'm funnier. I'm more charismatic the sexier I am.
Don't say sexy. Makes me feel weird.
You would hate that if I got heaps hot. What if I do, but...
Yeah, good luck.
Still got the face. And I'll be the mask singer. I'll just wear a mask. That wolf's got a good six-pack.
By the way, speaking of that, do you want to do a video this week for Halloween where I get Tonya to turn us into each other with makeup and hair?
Fuck yeah.
I reckon that's mad.
Can we act like each other?
Yeah, I reckon we do like a little day in the life of where we just play each other for a little bit.
How are we going to... So I'll just get a wig that's a Tom wig.
And she does makeup, like makes our face...
And I'm going to wear a Harley Davidson shirt that you sort of find on the, you know, discount rack of the old dad's floor.
You couldn't afford this.
Your dad's floor.
Move on.
I couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
That costs a lot of money.
You don't go in many shops apart from JJ's, do you?
Bro, I hear JJ's on the weekend. Fucking, oh, so good. I hit our Paul Mac at JJ's. I got this fucking sick hoodie shirt.
Paul Mac, what?
Port Mac.
Oh.
Port Macquarie.
Right.
I don't know if you guys know this. Hoodie shirts are back in. Not that they ever left.
Cool, man. Why aren't you wearing it?
Because it's my stage shirt now. And I haven't bought a shirt in a year, maybe.
This video is going to be funny. It'll be good when we swap.
Do you, so I don't need to bring clothes for you?
Yeah.
What do you want to wear?
What you'd wear. Just a classic outfit.
I reckon just whatever I'm wearing when I meet you, I'll just take it off and give it to you.
Yeah.
Sick. Happy days. Or the other thing I was going to do, I put it on my Instagram, guys. I did an Insta story having a laugh, and I got a lot of positive feedback. We are opening a P.O. box.
Yes.
A, you send us shit. We're going to open it live on the podcast, and it's too, like, sexual.
What if it's, like,
lick it.
Unsafe.
Anthrax. It's a good way to go, but...
I feel like you got a lot of enemies.
Define a lot.
Rockhampton guy? Is gonna
I said
like
that's define a lot. 1 to 10?
That chick from the weekend? 20? I reckon every weekend you get a new one.
Yeah, but I make a lot of friends too.
I'm scared. I'll let you open them first.
Or the other thing that I wanted to do is I want you to send me your old clothes and I'm going to wear it down the street. Because I came to the realization that I actually will wear anything. Because I walked out to my local coffee shop. I was like in Crocs or Ugg boots. And I was in like these long basketball shorts. And like just this.
That's what you wear every time
exactly.
I see you.
And yeah. I was like, someone was like, that's a weird outfit. I'm like, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you do wear very strange
things. So I was thinking, what won't I wear?
Hmm.
New segment for the show.
Hmm. Another segment I've thought of
for the show.
Oh,
yeah. God, fuck yes.
I brought in a bag of all my Wish products. And I have extra ones I didn't use in the video I did. So wish.com is like a weird Chinese website with heaps of weird stuff. And I've got like a bag. So every time we have a guest, they get to pick a gift out of the Wish bag.
Beautiful.
And they get to take it home.
Beautiful.
So
that's
it could be anal beads.
Oh.
It could be a furry outfit.
Ooh.
It could be new underpants.
Can we get Jackie O on the show?
I doubt it. After we ripped her fucking show to shreds and she watched it.
Bro, I was just seeing anal beads made me think of her.
Definitely not coming on now.
What if a rep listens? Like, oh, I've got this great offer for you, Jackie. I better check one episode to make sure it's safe.
That would be good.
That would be good.
Have you heard of the chocolate that is sweeping the nation by a storm?
Is this a segue?
Yeah.
Or you just saw it outside?
Segue.
Chocolate.
You're not making it a smooth one.
Like chocolate. Like this chocolate, perhaps.
I don't know what you're saying.
Are you saying the word chocolate?
I said a whole sentence, but
yes. It can be smooth.
Okay. So basically, I'm just going to ignore you. So Cadbury released a chocolate called Caramilk. They re-released it. People in Australia are fucking obsessed with it. You
Caramilk.
Right, Frenchie?
Caramilk, go on.
It's backwards.
Tom, don't watch me.
Talk
when I'm doing
weird shit.
Just talk through it.
This is a podcast where we talk together and then you just check out and
talk
start fucking
it.
With the microphone.
No, you're talking about Caramilk. I want to know where it's going, but
Jesus,
I wanted to get
fuck. This is why we can't have nice things.
This microphone plugged in so I had hands for the Caramilk. If we're eating it or rubbing it on ourselves, I don't know what we're doing.
So.
Yes.
Caramilk. Australians are wild about it. This was going on eBay. For $1,000 a block at one stage.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Is this a sponsored post?
No.
Oh.
Like, it was. That's just true.
Okay.
And...
What if you did a brand deal on the side? Just like, oh, Caramilk, so delicious. I'm like, and you're just getting paid. And then you come in with a new Harley Davidson
t-shirt. I don't think Cadbury would work with us, bro. Anyway, so this... I've never had this chocolate. Have you had it before?
No.
So this is expensive shit. It's not expensive at the moment because it's in stock. And I just saw it and I was like, maybe we should live taste test it and see if it's worth the hype. Okay?
Okay. I like that.
I said chocolate, yep. If you didn't hear any of that.
I got it. Chocolate. We're going to eat chocolate. I'm simplifying it for my brain. I think this is a little surprise for Tom.
What do you
for
mean?
For me. Well, often we plan our segments together. Sometimes you spring something on me and I like this.
We don't always do that.
Have you put rabies in it or some shit?
No, you saw me open it.
Yeah, but it could be prank chocolate. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's just famous. I haven't had it.
My new instructor doesn't let me eat chocolate. I only have Ribena berries and acai bowls.
That's got a lot of sugar in it as well.
I fucking hate. Stop saying that. Stop saying that.
What are you talking about?
It's a superfood. It's good for you.
I'm just saying, if you're trying to lose weight... Calories in versus calories out. If you're eating something high sugar, it doesn't even matter if it's fruit.
I'm not losing weight. I'm transferring my stomach weight to my neck. So I'll get a nice thick neck. Bitches love necks. And to my knees.
Bro, if your neck got thick, you'd look like a triangle. You got a very thin head.
Okay.
You don't want to look like an arrow. Because people are like, what are you pointing at, Frenchie?
I love that that a few episodes ago, we got the world's hottest corn chips.
Mm.
50th episode. You know what? This is a treat for us. We're just going to have nice chocolate.
Well, this is expensive chocolate. $1,000 chocolate. Thoughts?
Well, thoughts. It's much preferable than like ruining ourselves for the listeners. It's like, oh, you listen to us eat. Have a delicious meal. We should eat an apple on the podcast. That was one of my favorite memories. When I had the apple.
That wasn't on the podcast, was it? Oh, yeah, it was. I thought it was in the video.
When I had the apple and you were like, don't eat an apple. And I'm like, eating apples, play. People think it's interesting listening to
me. It was only interesting because I was making fun of you for it. Otherwise, it's just fucking annoying.
Even
you're meant to tell you, say your thoughts on the chocolate.
Even as you're getting cut now, it's making me like happy again. Okay. Let's give it a review like it's a wine. You go. I got in the bad hole.
Frenchie shoved it up his ass instead of putting it in his mouth.
It tastes quite nutty. Oh, is it a good kind of nut?
God.
No, it's not a good kind of nut. I don't know what accents these are. Talk for a second.
What is wrong with you right now? You're doing your weird thing again where you just like something goes wrong in your head and you just can't just flow a conversation.
Usually I'll just leave the party at this point.
Yeah, this is where you smoke bomb and everyone's like, where'd Frenchie go? So I don't think it's worth the hype, this chocolate. Like, it's nice. It's kind of like caramel white chocolate.
Yeah, yep.
I think that's the idea. But, like, people were going nuts for it, like, selling out all the shops. That's why it went on eBay for $1,000 a block. And I really don't think it's that great.
What is the best chocolate ever?
Let's start
a top three chocolates, and then people will get angry at new comments going, what the fuck, you put Freddo Frogs third? That's a fourth chocolate if ever I've seen one. You know when Freddo, you do lists, people are like, your opinion fucking sucks, bitch. It's like my opinion. Like, that's what I enjoy the most.
No, we don't do opinions. We do facts on this show.
Facts on chocolates. Chocolate fact review show.
One, fact overrated. One. Nice, but not that nice. Boom.
Fact two. Toblerones. What would you rate them?
They're pretty good, but they're not that
are
good.
Are they in the top 10?
No.
Ooh. We got some beef with Toblerone. They're not going to be happy with you. No, they're not in the top 10. No. They're only a cool shape. That's why people like Toblerones. They're a cool shape.
Yeah, they are pretty cool. And they're Swiss.
Ferrero Rocher's top 10.
No, I reckon they're shit.
Ooh.
I'm not a Ferrero Rocher fan. They got a big ass nut in them.
You don't like big ass nuts?
I don't like getting...
I used to have a big ass nut, so that's a bit offensive.
Yeah, so you'd love them.
I do. I do enjoy them.
Hard on the outside, gooey on the inside.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's you have just accurately described them.
Maltesers.
Yeah, they're fucking
good. Yeah, they're good, okay. I'm up there with Maltesers.
Good dogs, too.
Are they?
Maltese Terriers.
Ooh.
I don't actually know. I was trying to think what the fucking Ewok dog's called. It's really annoying me now.
Chihuahuas.
No. Imagine them in Star Wars.
That's funny.
We got the Chihuahuas to help us.
That's good. I'm on that.
Nah, you just want to shoot those ones. They're the ones that shouldn't be classed as dogs.
Nah, they're cool.
They're not. No.
The yappy, I just don't like yappy dogs in general, but not all Chihuahuas are yappy.
They're all Chihuahuas are yappy,
I can tell you for a fact. That's
they true. Are. It's not a Chihuahua what you're thinking of. That was a Labrador. You're wrong. You're wrong, bro.
You do know your dogs.
That was a cat.
I hate cats. I don't hate cats. I just don't like cats.
Okay. You've got the perfect woman, your soulmate, obsessed. Mm-hmm. She's got the belly button thing and cats. Is it a deal breaker?
Yeah, because she'd have cat hair up in that belly button. You know how you get lint in your belly button? Hers would be filled with
she's
fucking
she's not
cat
rubbing
hair.
Them on it.
She's cat hair gets everywhere, bro.
She's not rubbing your cats on a belly button.
Yeah, she is. You don't know about it. You don't know her like I do.
What about one cat?
Yeah.
One cat's fine? Two cats?
Some cats are cool. The one I think... Just scratchy cats and bitey cats and shit.
I like hearing your opinions on these things, Tom.
We were talking about chocolates, though.
Hmm.
Boost bars. Thoughts?
Yeah, but I don't really... I can't really think of chocolate lists off the top of my head. I'm quite good at improv and stories and rabbit holes. Chocolate rabbit holes are not something I've ever gone down.
It's kind of improv. isn't it?
Oh, okay. Let's do real improv. This is my other favorite thing from our last 50 episodes. When we were at improv school, you guys may have listened. We're in LA, and we used to try to do a little drama games for you on air, and now we're going to do another one.
Oh, this is one I really like from improv. Can we do this one? Where we start, I'm going to teach you it. You've played it.
You just stepped over my improv-ing, but let's do this
one. That's because you were going to do one we've done before. I know. Okay. I know you were.
Okay.
So we're going to do one we learn in class where we both say a word.
Fuckhead. Go on.
Not fuckhead, because I know it now.
Okay.
So we count to three, we both say a word, and then the idea is we got to get closer to the same word. So we use the similarities between each word and try and find common ground.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Remember? I remember this one. Can we do a scene after this one too?
Sure.
The people want a scene. Give them what they want. Jeez. Okay, let's do it. So do we do 3, 2, 1, then say the word?
Yep.
Okay.
So think of a word and let me know when you've gone.
Easy.
Yep.
Three, two, one. Children.
Chicken children.
Okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one. Rolf
Ducklings.
Harris. Okay.
Okay. I feel like you're not taking this
seriously. No, I'm taking it seriously. Okay.
It's going to be a very long game.
I got it.
This is very difficult now. Yep. I'm not ready.
Three, two, one.
Eggs. Grooming.
Okay, I got it. Three, two, one. Abortions. Children.
We're getting closer.
We can't. Can you say the same word? Like, can I go back to children again?
No.
Okay, good. Well, you did. I've already said children. I said yes.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot, like a child. Okay. Well, what do we have? Done. Abortions and children.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Coat hangers.
Yeah.
That was actually really good in the end.
I was like, we better get on. This is going to be a big fail, this segment.
Fuck, we nailed that.
No one has ever cheered that much for a coat hanger abortion joke before.
I feel like I just had an abortion. I'm exhausted.
But happy. But relieved. But sad.
So relieved. Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow, that was a good game. Okay, now can we do a quick scene to bring the mood back up?
The mood's up.
Okay, scene. Just a little three-line, four-line scene.
Okay, so you can start it. I'm walking in.
Easy. Hello, child. Do you like my chocolate factory?
I do like it, but I didn't get the golden ticket.
Oh, but you have the golden penis. That's what I like more.
Yeah, I do. Are you that Willy Wonka bloke who likes to wank off little kids?
That is me. I am the weird cousin of Willy Wonka, Willy Wanker. What was your name again, child?
Oompa Loompa. Yes, I was the first one you ever found. You said I was a man that was small, but I'm just a child.
No, you're a small man.
What have you
legally got? A small man is fine for my chocolate bar to go in mouth.
Why have you got orange paint for then?
Oompa Loompa, you're a little Oompa Loompa. You're a small man. Shut up, small man.
Okay, I'll put these overalls on then.
And scene.
That's the origin story of Willy Wanker and the chocolate factory.
We're going to have to come clean. That was not improv. We wrote that scene.
That's a scene.
We've been practicing for 5 weeks.
That's a pilot episode.
It's a pilot episode.
It's a 6-season show we've been working
on. There's another idea for the movies. Whoever's writing our movie ideas down, write that one down. It's Willy Wonka's creepy brother.
Yep.
Who got shut away.
Willy Wanker.
His name was Willy Wanker, I believe.
So shit.
And then he just kidnaps children and pretends they're Oompa Loompas.
That's so fucked up.
Oh, how funny would it be, man?
That's good.
I'm not an Oompa Loompa, bro. I'm a child. No, you're a little man.
Oompa Loompa, stop it. Why is he German, by the way? His brother's German.
I don't know. We got a Patreon story.
Yes. So this is from Adam Bibley.
Adam Bibley.
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 Well, I have a story.
Hit me, Adam.
This is basically Martin Luther King.
I have a story. It's about Willy Wanker.
Back when I worked in a cinema, one of my roles was to clean up the cinemas after a movie. One quiet Wednesday day shift, we had a midday screening of 50 Shades of Grey. I sold some tickets to a couple of mums and a single older bloke. Regardless, the movie played, they all left. So I went to clean up the cinema, assuming it would be an easy one since they only brought drinks. So as I'm cleaning, I notice someone left their cup in the cup holder and I go to pick it up. The lid is off and nowhere to be seen. This jumbo cup is still full to the brim with Mountain Dew. People are so odd. I go to pick it up, and to my surprise, the drink has gone warm, really warm. It only takes that moment for me to realize that jumbo cup of steaming piss. To this day, I still wonder who did that. I don't know where they sat, so I can't tell. I still consider that the grossest thing I ever found in a cinema, worse than a used condom or vomit in a popcorn bucket, which are more common than you think.
Okay. Many points to this. Mm. A, you shouldn't wonder who did it. It was a man, easily, definitely. Sorry.
I like to think that the women...
There was too many of them. They wouldn't watch each other piss.
Yeah, you're right. It's always the man.
It's always the man. Come on. Someone doing something creepy in a cinema, it's man. It's man. Pissing, man. Sorry, I'm... Sorry, easily.
Pissing R. Kelly.
Solve that mystery. Yeah.
R. Kelly was in the cinema. No, he would have pissed on the women.
It was R. Kelly.
He would have pissed on the women.
Yeah, he pissed because they didn't have their passport. He warned them.
True.
It was the meeting place for the lift back to America. Second thing, I find the weirdest part about this story. So he starts off there watching 50 Shades of Grey, and you think it's going to be a sexual semen type substance, vaginal type substance, pee. Who pees during that movie? It's not that long a movie.
The women were squirting. They caught it in a cup and they passed the cup along because they were all simultaneously squirting.
Oh, simultaneously. Like periods. Is that how squirting works?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Awesome.
They must have been housemates because when they live together, it cycles. Yeah, I read that in Natural.
Okay, because I thought pee would have been a weird substance for that movie. I thought... Because you're not... Okay, it's not like it's a movie. It's like, I can't fucking miss this. What is going to happen? It's already a book fucking based on it. You know what's going to happen. There's not a twist ending.
It's hard to flick a bean and read a book. Like, I guess it's not that hard.
No, it's not.
I just figured it out.
It's hard to read a book. That part's hard.
Yeah, true.
Flicking the bean's not too hard.
True.
So that's what I'm saying is like, why could you not go and pee? Like, it's not that good a movie.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not like it's Jack and Jill.
She was into him beating her.
Is that what happens? Spoiler alert. I haven't seen it. Just S&M shit.
Yeah.
Daddy like.
Oh my God.
Daddy like.
You would say that.
I want to say that during sex one day. It would be so fucked.
I wonder what comedian who says that.
Daddy like.
We won't bring that up. Oh, funny.
But yeah, so that's a great story. I've actually had that. I used to work in a nightclub in Wollongong back when it was called the Glasshouse Tavern. I worked there. Yeah. Now it's called Mr. Crown. I picked up a cup, same sort of thing, next to the pokies. Piss. It was warm.
That's fucking rank.
I tipped it about in the sink and it got on my hands. I wasn't thinking. I was just tipping shit out. I'm like, that's some warm fucking water. Lol, who ordered warm water? What an idiot. No. It's the old
squirt and dribbles.
I'm like to think he was having a good win on the pokies.
Nah, you know, he was just losing his fucking
child support. I do know that more than more than most.
True. How is that going?
Still haven't gambled, guys. Still haven't gambled since the last time we talked, so.
But you have been very into fantasy football, bit of gambling.
Bro, I won this week, so every time I win, I'm more happy. I think when I get depressed is when I've lost fantasy football. I think there's a direct correlation.
Mm.
But it's not gambling because you don't spend money, Tom. Just time.
Just time.
And that's the one thing you can't get back. So isn't that's even sadder in a
way. That's a gamble in itself.
That's a sadder in a way.
Mm.
I reckon they will be able to get your time back soon.
I think Danny Minogue figured it out already.
How?
I don't know, because she's hot now.
Oh,
keep
yeah.
up. Jesus.
You're good. Okay. one story. We'll do one trending story. It's a very good one.
Okay.
Because
we've got to get into your porno.
Yeah. Well, my granddad's porno, Tom. That's not a... With stories, I'm a simple man. I will choose them based on the title.
Oh, yeah, that's all we go off.
And then we read them. We're finding out what the story is.
We're in a clickbait world.
There's not a better title than this, guys. Woman loses 10 years of memories after pooping too hard.
That's so funny.
Written by Emma Mills. Maybe a autobiography, I don't know. Yep, you read that right. A Hong Kong woman.
Hong Kong woman?
What's happening in Hong Kong at the moment, Tom? Do you know?
Not really.
There's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff.
They want to go independent from China.
Right.
And there's a lot of protests. And I'm... only bringing that up so you guys are all aware because My granddad may have written a lot of about the old Hong Kong China situation randomly in the 1960s. Oh, must have been a similar thing happened.
I hope they don't have Spotify in China.
Oi, my song's got fucking taken off TikTok. Okay, so if anyone who works with TikToks on listening to
people,
our podcast,
I know people.
Could you get my songs back on?
I can give you a contact, and you can get
your songs back.
Yes.
I will send a very professional email as I always do.
Oh God, maybe I shouldn't give you a contact.
Yeah, because my band songs used to be on there, and now they're not on there. I'm like, what's that about? It seems racist.
Racist?
Yes, I'm a race. French. Hong Kong woman temporarily lost the last 10 years of her life after she took a particularly difficult trip to the toilet in one of the rarest and strangest stories you'll hear in a long time. Here's what happened, but don't worry, she's okay.
Good.
By the way, I know what you're thinking. Best movie idea ever. Losing your 10 years of memory after pooping too hard.
Oh, it's like that 50 First Dates.
50 First Dates.
50 First Shits. Every day she removes her bowels, removes her bowels. Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck, I might need to plug this bad boy in.
Oh, it just went up to 7%. It just gained life.
Okay, the unnamed woman has been constipated for a while. I wonder what a while is. Oh, 2 weeks. That's
fucking
a
hell.
Fucking
Jesus
long
Christ.
Time. She needs a coat hanger.
What if you can give yourself poo abortions?
You can for sure.
That's a gross name.
And so this is why I said her name, Emma Mills. She sounds like a character. There's nothing worse than being constipated. Frankly, I'd rather have diarrhea.
Obviously. You would, but...
I don't know, man.
Oh, it depends.
What if you got stuff to do?
Well,
For a swim. What would you rather if you're going for a swim?
Depends if you're in the ocean.
It's exactly, it depends. And especially if she starts off, there's nothing worse than being constipated. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
The shit going back in.
Nothing. There is. There's, I think, a lot of things.
Like what?
Like when you're trying to do a podcast and someone eats an apple next to you.
True.
Hmm?
The Masked Singer.
So 2 weeks constipation. Two. She eventually produced a very uncomfortable bowel movement.
Sorry, that was a glitch. A technical glitch.
The Matrix. She lost 10 years of her life. Once the woman came out of the bathroom, her family immediately realized that something wasn't quite right, but she couldn't remember anything about her life from the past 10 years. So her family rushed her to a local hospital where she spent the night undergoing tests.
This really doesn't explain shit for me.
Nice pun.
Thank you. I just... So imagine she did a monster shit. It was huge. It tore her asshole. Why did it wipe her memory?
I hope we're getting to it, to be honest. I don't know.
So. We're deep in the article.
I haven't even read this.
Fuck, imagine if you shit out a part of your brain.
Imagine if you're... So it says a family got her. So you walk, your brother or someone walks out the bathroom and I'm like, hey,
I've
Matt,
done that
like,
before.
Who the fuck are you?
Just think about when you do a huge shit and you walk out and you're like... I can't believe what happened in there.
Yeah, it's like kind of like going to war.
Yeah, you're like, I've seen some things.
You're like rocked by it.
Yeah.
It's like going to F-45. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever done that.
I have.
I have too, once. That's probably all I'd do. She was diagnosed with something called transient global amnesia. It's a temporary issue, thankfully, but still a scary one. According to Hong Kong-based neurologist Dr. Peng Jiang-Chang-Kang,
very well pronounced.
Well, you pronounce it.
No, it was good.
Thank you. This happens when blood flow and oxygen to the brain is compromised by the jugular vein valve. The people who are at most at risk are those who carry heavy things a lot or under a lot of emotional
stress. Oh, that's so funny. So she would have been straining so hard to do her shit, like all her neck muscles and everything. Yep. And she's fucking lost her memory.
Well, that's what they say. Carry heavy things or emotional stress. She had both. She was carrying a huge shit.
Yeah.
And she's stressed about it. She's like, when's this coming out my asshole? I need to lose weight before the big day.
Do you reckon if you went into the toilet, it just would have been like she shed her skin? Like it was like a big poo version of her? I'd like to think that's what happened.
I'd like to think it would be Mr. Hanky. That's how he...
Hello.
Because it was just a really condensed... Like,
yeah,
he started growing inside of her because he was in her that long.
Oof.
Her memory returned after about 8 hours. She woke up. She just needed to sleep. Found her memories were fully intact again. Woo, that's strange. She didn't remember the previous day at all. All her shit, which is sad. That's you don't sad. Do that good of shit
you
and not remember.
You
gotta
send a photo or Snapchat it or something.
Constipation is more than just a pain in the butt. If you push too hard, you can cause something called vasovagal synecdoche,
mm-hmm.
which means you black out, lose consciousness. That's so sick. Yeah, so you just black out.
At least she didn't black out and pass out and they had to come in and just found her fucking sitting on a poo throne.
That'd be sick for a podcast episode, though.
What? Doing shits?
No, we try to black out and then we talk about our experience. It might be like full like eye-opening, like ayahuasca.
That sounds like a DMT. Really bad idea.
Like DMT.
You want to black out? How?
We strain really hard.
Okay, you do it and I'll keep...
Well, I didn't know what my body was capable of till I did F45.
Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to troll you like that the whole time. Bottom line is woman shat really hard. There you go. There's a story. Thoughts?
Mm, I don't know. I'm glad I don't get constipation because I like my memories. You know what I mean? I don't want to forget. That'd be the worst type of Alzheimer's where you just, every time you shit, it wipes your memory like an Etch-a-Sketcher.
So you'd be trying not to shit for ages and they start coming back if you hold it in.
He's like, no, not again. That's a good...
That'd be a much better end of The Notebook.
Or Memento, remember that movie?
I haven't seen that, don't spoil it for me.
Wakes up
don't
and spoil he it writes for me. Notes for himself, oh, on himself. One. So oh, it's that like one. That, but every time he shits, he's like, he's got to like relearn. My name is Tom. I just did a monster shit and now my memory's gone. You know?
Don't shit. And it'll just be on his arm and be, don't shit, don't shit.
Like, I don't it's know. Like, don't tell me what to do. I'm going to have a burrito.
So we've got the, my granddad wrote a porno, ready to
Let's
go. Do you want to do the reviews first or second?
Second.
5-star reviews. 50, we're going to read 50 of them.
We're definitely
50
not.
Episodes.
We don't have 50 to read.
My brother was supposed to leave me a voicemail and he hasn't yet. So Matt, you're listening to this. You dropped the ball, mate. You dropped the ball. So hopefully that comes on the 51st episode. My granddad wrote a porno. Man, it's been a while between drinks, hasn't it?
It has. It hasn't been that long. You had a big gap and then you brought it back. So I don't think it's been a couple of weeks.
Can you catch everyone up on it?
I can't remember anything.
Do you remember the concept?
I did a shit before we started this.
So the most popular podcast in the world was, for a long while, it was My Dad Wrote a Porno.
It's still very popular, bro.
Still crazy
Still on
popular.
The charts.
They're still getting... They were on a Netflix. They have a Netflix show
really?
Where they just read a chapter from the book. He wrote another one, conveniently. Seems legit.
Making money.
Seems
good.
Legit.
Good on him.
And we were like, oh, damn, our dads have never written a porno. Mm. And then crazily, I was at my granddad's house, went through his secret cabinet and found a porno.
Fuck yeah.
And then I took a photo of it, typed it in and emailed it to myself. And I've just got the latest chapter somehow. It took this while long. And it is called, for those who don't remember, it's called A Hard Day's Night, in brackets, At the Sex Library.
Oh, yeah.
Just a quick recap, won't take long. Trevor, 30-year-old man, he's just hanging at the library. He's got a crush on the elderly librarian. Her name is Dorothy. She wears a sexy muumuu.
Mm.
And then there's a racist old dude called Neville there who just trolls Trevor. Eventually, Trevor makes a move. He starts hooking up with Dorothy.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's getting hot and heavy.
Oh, yeah. We're moving.
Then they get interrupted by Dorothy's boyfriend.
Ooh,
a Chinese man called Wong Fang, which is one of the most popular names in China, according to Google, which I just know because I'm like, why didn't my granddad pick that name?
Right.
And that's why he did it. He just knew that. He's a smart dude. And he looked like he was going to be angry when he caught them, but he'd actually just crashed his... He got his driving license and he crashed his car into a public pool and...
That'll do it.
And he came straight there. He met Dorothy on the bus. He got beaten by the bus driver because he talked to the bus driver. He got beaten to a pulp. Anyway, he watched his woman, his love, his saggy old fuck doll, she liked to be called, making out with another man. He wasn't angry. They were tears of joy because he'd always wanted to have a threesome with Dorothy and another man.
Shit, yeah.
And then this man looked like an inbred lumberjack. He had red hair, bowl cut, and he was into that. But how would the man react? There was only one way to find out. Chapter 5. Upon hearing Wong speak, because he earlier said the words, "What's going on here?" Dorothy quickly pulled away from Trevor's embrace, the redheaded 30-year-old. Startled, flustered, Trevor stared at Wong with his head tilted to the side like a confused poodle. "Why are you so wet?" Trevor asked him. "Because I drove my car into a swimming pool," Wong replied. "Why aren't you wetter?" "I don't know what that means," replied Trevor. That woman there won fourth place in the Dubbo Nursing Home Bikini Contest.
Fuck yeah, that was a good year.
That was a good year.
Yeah, I remember the photos. I had the calendar.
Yep. The calendar. Fuck that. This is a hot calendar. She won fourth place. "You are making out with an elderly goddess. And you're as dry as overcooked toast. If that was me, I'd have enough pre-cum in my pants to drown a donkey."
Wow, that's a lot.
Pre-cum too.
Yeah, donkeys are big.
They take a lot of cum to drown.
I've tried.
Mm. Dorothy wasn't expecting to see Wong so soon or hear his lovely analogies about donkeys and pre-cum. She thought he wouldn't be there at all. She thought he would fail his driving test again, then go into the usual shame spiral, which is when he drinks all the beers he could handle, brackets 3. Then she would have to pick him up from karaoke at 1 a.m. while he's midway through a Madonna song. But here he was, early, and he walked in as she was finally making out with her dream man. He didn't look angry, though. If anything, he looked horny.
Ooh.
She wasn't Wong's material girl. She was his saggy old fuck doll.
Wow.
And that was the way she liked it, and she knew Wong was up for anything. But as he advanced towards him, slowly undoing his pants, she wanted a minute to think, to regather her composure. To stall him, she asked Wong a question she knew would delay him. "Hey, Wong, baby," she said. "Yes, Gilfosaurus," he responded. "Do you think Hong Kong should have its independence?"
Oh my God.
She asked. Random for my granddad to write that.
Strange. No wonder TikTok removed your songs.
Not mine. Granddad wrote that. Oh,
because
you're
related.
Yeah, he's a bit of a troublemaker.
Mm.
Wong immediately stopped advancing, triggered like a vegan at a steakhouse, or a coal miner at a climate change rally, or a pedophile at a don't fuck kids convention.
Yeah, they suck.
They get triggered at those conventions.
Oh, I hate those.
Oh, sorry, you do.
Yeah.
While he was preoccupied with justifying China's ban of Winnie the Pooh, Dorothy had some time to think. Did she want a dirty interracial gangbang, or did she just want Trevor and his sexy red bowl cut? Had her relationship with Wong ran its course like China's relationship with Winnie the Pooh?
Very topical. Wow, Granddad.
Like Steven Seagal's career, was it going on way too long?
Very true.
And that was in the 60s.
Yeah, wow, and he's still going.
He's still going since then. That was after Man on Fire, where the fuck that train one was. Before she could decide, there was a knock at the door. It was the police!
What?
Yes. The officers entered the room. "Sorry to bother you guys, but we are looking for the owner of a grey Magna," one of them stated. Wong stopped his Winnie the Pooh hate speech and turned to the policeman. "Yep, that's me. Did you manage to get my car out of the pool?" he calmly asked. The policeman replied, "We did, sir, but underneath it we found a whole water polo team."
Oh, shit.
"Crushed to death."
Oh, my God. It's got dark.
"Now, I find water polo a terribly boring sport too, sir. But as the law stands, you can't drive your car into them, no matter how much they may deserve it. You are going to jail for a long time." Wong looked around and like a bad hand on blackjack, he knew he was beat. So he simply said, "Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs."
Classic.
And moonwalked out the room.
Nice.
Into police custody. Dorothy was shocked but also turned on. Apart from watching her grandson's friends play basketball, nothing got her wetter than water polo players dying by drowning.
Very specific.
So ironic. So erotic. Trevor looked at her with an unreadable expression. Did he still want her soft, droopy, windsock titties?
Oh, Jesus.
He leaned over and whispered in her ear, "Call me Pooh Bear, because I'm about to lick your honeypot clean."
Wow.
Dorothy shivered with pleasure, so much that she couldn't think of anything clever to say. Instead, she said, "Fuck me until I sound like Eeyore."
you redheaded bitch.
Jesus Christ. That is erotic. That was an erotic chapter.
Well, I like the sound effects you were doing.
I only did one.
They were very good. Thank you. Wow.
Oh, those ones. Those ones, yeah. That was my Owen Wilson impression.
Oh, I loved it. And that's the end of the chapter, guys.
Well, that had a bit of everything for the whole family, didn't it? Had a bit of drama, had a bit of action, had a bit of romance.
It's kind of like a rom-com. You're like, will they, won't they? You think they're going to get together, then something happens. And now it seems like nothing can stop them. Absolutely. Are they about to fuck next chapter?
I hope so.
Stay tuned and find out.
Put your penises on ice until then, boys.
I'm going to turn this into a real book, guys. My granddad would have wanted that.
Yeah, of course.
Get some pictures going. Maybe an adult film. Pictures. Yo, we should reenact this.
Jesus, no one.
We should act it out.
I think you should direct it and get old people to star
fuck,
in it.
Fuck, that'd be hot as fuck.
All right, I'm trying to find
5-star review time, guys. And I'm going to take this time to thank you for listening. 50 episodes. If you've done all 50, you're an 11 out of 10. Not like the Mars Singer 11 out of 10, an actual. We love you. If you've done 49, you're a 10. And if you've done one episode, you're still a 10. You're just trying it out, and this is the first one you picked. Well done.
Stay tuned. More shit to come.
More shit to come. We got our Christmas party. We got a. We're going out to the farmers soon. And I probably won't be doing F45 next week, so you won't have to hear that chat.
I think you have to do at least. You've done the cardio one, do a weights one, and then give up.
Is it that harder?
It's different.
I don't think I've ever done weights in my life.
I think you should go. You get to choose your weights.
I'm going
to
do half of what the girls do.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea, to be honest. I'm not even joking. All right, here's a review. Tom's mum is hot.
Yep.
True.
No, that's the best review we've had.
Yep. That's just the title. Oh. Great potty. Need to know how to get a six-pack like Frenchie's, F45. I caught Tom preying on little children in the daycare center yesterday. I asked him to join in, and he said, my precious. I asked to join in, and he said, my precious. I don't really get it.
So was it like a Gollum role play you were doing?
I guess so.
My precious.
Hot. Tom's a pedo. Frenchie is a mad cunt.
We can have an insult for me too. You don't have to. As much as I love that, but.
This is good. Slim Frenchie and Biggie Head Smalls.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Good pun, guys.
If you had one shoe and one opportunity to drink all you ever wanted, would you scull it or just have a sip? That's good. Did you get that?
I'd probably scull it.
You're not with it today, are you? What? That was an Eminem reference.
Yeah, but I was deciding whether I was going to scull it or have a sip, and I'll probably scull it.
It's more the reference than the question.
I think he wants an answer to that question.
His mullet is sweaty, knees weak, Tom's a petty. He's doing shoeys in the back of his mother's Camry. He's nauseous, must be shoey toes real jammy, but he keeps on the shredding. P.S. Love your Frenchie, keep on gymming, looking great, and Tom, nice head. Thank you.
Yes. No, I didn't know there was more lyrics coming. I thought that was the end of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now it makes more sense. Great. If you can put the reviews in song form, I will probably like them more.
Regular head size. Regular size head. Wicked podcast, boys. I really like the way you... Tom Zepetto. They tried to sneak it in there.
That's funny. They did good.
And that's all.
Oh, we didn't have many for episode 50. And that's the way we like it. So in honor of episode 50, we want you to go and tell 50 friends. If you don't have 50 friends, tell the same friend 50 times.
That's right.
To listen, we always want new people in Frenchie Fiddlers, French Ticklers, Tom's Children, whatever the fuck I am.
And thanks to our Patreon supporters. And if you want to see a tour of our office, we'll be posting that ASAP.
Yep. And I was thinking of other things they can do 50 times, sorry. Have 50 flicking of the beans.
Mm-hmm.
50
strokes of the knob.
Strokes of the knob. No, don't go more.
Don't go shaft either.
Don't go less.
Hmm.
Hmm. Okay. And 50 cup of teas. Stay hydrated, guys.
It's important. It's hard out there.
Cool.
All right, guys. All the best. Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking.
And
great end. Great end. Nailed out. Keep on trucking.